the opinions you love, the history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I am your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. The number for you guys to call in tonight is 706-993-4606. That number again is 706-993-4606. Took a break from WrestleMania. WrestleMania week, as you guys know, all RAM listeners would know, the call-in show made a return one night only. WrestleMania was a little bit tiring, had a lot to do on Monday, but I am back here, I am back now, and hopefully I'll have you with me. Thank you for having me in your living room this week. The number for you guys to call in once again is 706-993-4606. We got a lot to talk about tonight. I didn't put the right opening in there, but that's fine, NBA playoffs. We had a game right now. What in the world is going on? Never mind. We had a game tonight. Got two games tonight. One game's concluded. The Miami Heat were winners tonight. They tied that series up with the Philadelphia 76ers at one game apiece. The Heat have a big night from Dwayne Wade as the Heat get a big 113-103 win over the Philadelphia 76ers. As we know, the 76ers are without Joel Embiid, so that may be making a difference, but they did get game one, so Miami has stolen back home court. Let me head over to line number two very, very quickly. Let me also head over to line number three. Doom, Rage, how you guys doing tonight?
I'm good, considering the fact I'm watching a lot of good playoff hockey.
There you go. There you go.
You know, good playoff hockey compared to these NBA playoffs, you know.
The playoffs haven't been bad, though, Rage.
What have you been smoking, Rage?
I'm not smoking anything.
Ah.
These Stanley Cup playoffs have been exciting as they always been.
Okay.
All right.
When LeBron James lost a playoff game, it's been exciting too.
He took that L.
Yeah, good.
L.
Everybody, we all know that team LeBron got right now ain't going nowhere.
They might not even make it out the first round.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he does.
Let's break down the score so far. We're getting into some of the games, some of the news of the week. Rage, the reason why I wanted you on so you can talk a little bit of playoff hockey as well. Get those fans involved into the show also. Saturday night NBA playoff action. The Warriors just trounced the Spurs 113-92. Rudy Gay's got 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists to lead the Spurs. Kevin Durant leaves Golden State with 24 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. That's game number one. Game number one are Raptors and the Wizards. The Raptors took the win 114-106. John Wall leaves the Washington Wizards with 23 points, 3 rebounds, 15 assists for John Wall. Serge Ibaka. I wouldn't expect Serge Ibaka. 23 points, 12 rebounds, and an assist to lead the Raptors to the win in game one. Game one is 76ers Heat. 130-103 goes to the 76ers. Over the Heat, Kelly Olynyk for the Heat, 26.7 rebounds, 2 assists. Ben Simmons, 1 rebound short of a triple-double, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 14 assists. Pelicans upset the Trailblazers, 97-95. Anthony Davis with 35 points, 14 rebounds, and assists. Damian Lillard, 18.7 rebounds, 7 assists. The games on Sunday. Celtics defeat the Bucks 113-107. The Greek Freak, Giannis, 35 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists. Al Horford, not dead yet, 24 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 assists. The game that surprised me and probably everybody else, Pacers beat the Cavs 98-80. Victor Oladipo, 32 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. LeBron James, 24 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. Thunder beat the Jazz 116-108. Donovan Mitchell, who will probably be a rookie of the year, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. Paul George, 36 points, 7 rebounds, and a steal. And nail-biter, Rockets defeat the Timberwolves 104-101. Jeff Teague, 15 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. James Harden, 44 points, 4 rebounds, and 8 assists. James Harden got down. Let me start off with that game, guys. Did James Harden prove he was the MVP with that game?
No.
Don't think so?
Nah, man. They gonna give it to him because they've been wanting him to win it all year, but dude, they're not really, you know, I looked at the point spread. They didn't even get close to the point spread that Vegas had them. It was just, last night was just the lucky three for them to win. That game could have went anyway last night.
Yeah. Chris Paul made some errors down the stretch, but it's all good. It's all good. We'll see what they do. Game 2, Heat versus 76ers. Heat win 113-103. Dwayne Wade comes from the grave with 28 points tonight. Led those boys to a big win and tying up that series. Game 2 is going on right now. Spurs and Warriors, and we'll get a score for that momentarily.
I think it's 27-23.
Okay.
I think for the NBA, should be the only league where they give out the MVP award after the season. Because I get both arguments really. But I don't know. I just feel like there's a difference. I feel like
James Harden won it last year.
He should not have won it last year. I think Russell Westbrook definitely deserved award last year.
Not a fact, because you had that meltdown last year in Game 5 against the Spurs with no Kawhi Leonard.
Absolutely. So,
the way it is, it's a regular season award. You got to play the whole regular season, because if they want to do that, your boy LeBron James would have been there going.
But shouldn't you include the playoffs?
No, that's when you got the finals MVP, if you make it.
But I think there's a difference. I think there's three levels to this. Like, you have your regular season, you have the playoffs, and then you have the NBA finals. The NBA finals, to me, are a completely different story. Those are for those seven, those are for those, that standalone series of games. Like, I feel like the NBA MVP should be the player who I don't know. I think there should just be three different MVPs.
That's giving a trophy to runner-up. It's the season, because you got to play 72 games. Then you got to play to the finals MVP. The way it is not broken, man.
Question: let me ask you a question. In the NBA, does the best team always win?
Yeah. Is that a series of seven?
90% of the time, yeah. You may get an occasional upset here and there, but 90% of the time, yeah.
You know what? That makes sense. You know what? You got a point.
I mean, you know, because if that wasn't the case, Nuggets would have never beat the Sonics that one year. And if Indiana pulls this off, and people forget, Indiana has a winning record against the Cavs. They won the series, I believe, 3-1 this year. Now it's four. Now they've won 4 out of the last 5. So, give the Pacers credit. Lance Stephenson is just annoying the hell out LeBron James. I'm not going to sit here and say he'll
stop. And I love it.
Yes.
I love Lance Stephenson. He picked up right where he left off in that playoff series that he had with the Miami Heat. I love it.
You know the question I have?
What's that?
How if you're swiping for the ball, you hit somebody's face? Because your boy LeBron was flopping last night.
I saw that. And that's supposed to be the king? Really?
LeBron makes people are really the king.
They were getting dug into. It was 8-20. They only had 8 points. And they call a flagrant. It won't even know. He didn't even touch him, man.
Nate Wright tried to
justify
the loss yesterday, and he made one point that Cleveland can't get down in the first quarter. They punted on the first quarter, and that's a true statement. But if you look at it, the last three games of the season, they punted in the first quarter.
Let's face it, this Cavaliers team closely resembles the team that he dragged in 2007 to the NBA Finals. He has a lot of role players on his team. He's dragging this team throughout the season. And I'm telling you, if the Indiana Pacers don't get them out of there, the Toronto Raptors will.
I don't know about the Raptors. If you tell me,
I'm definitely sold on Toronto.
If you tell me the 76ers, I ain't got no problem. But if you look at the Raptors and
how they 76ers too.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's the reverse. Like, I'm not all the way sold on Philadelphia. They look very, very good. Game one and game two, even though they lost, they still look pretty good. But I still think, once they figure out how to work Joel and Embiid back into that lineup, they'll be a force. But I don't know if I'm just not sold on them yet.
And my only issue,
I think Toronto has been consistent all season long.
My only issue with Toronto is they don't have anybody to deal with LeBron. If you look at it, they don't have anybody
that's
to
the
deal.
Problem, yeah.
They don't have anybody to deal with LeBron. That's my only issue. Maybe they can get home court and do something with that. They're a very good home court team. But then again, when you look at it at the end of the day, Cleveland is a good road team. So we'll see. You know what happens when the payment hit the road. Any other games you guys want to comment on?
Man.
No, I'm looking at this game right now. They just hacking the mess out of Golden State Spurs.
They're doing this without Kawhi. Yeah. Is it safe to say that Kawhi is done with San Antonio?
Yeah.
I think so.
I agree.
I think he's done a lot of, he's done a lot of damage too, though. He's not even with the team right now. There's a story that came out earlier this week. He's in New York.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is he in New York for?
Rehabbing his injured hamstring.
Jesus.
He's not even with the team.
Jesus.
So you can't be with the team during playoff time. Yeah.
I really worry for Greg Popovich if Kawhi leaves the team. I really worry about what he's gonna have to deal with, because like without them. Without Kawhi, they really are not a great team.
I give
San Antonio is lucky really to be in these playoffs.
I give Pop credit though. He got him just coaching alone, got him up to the seventh seed. So you gotta give Pop credit on that.
Pop deserves to be coach of the year.
Oh man.
I mean, granted he doesn't have the greatest team on him, but he's dragging this team.
That might go. That might go to you. That coach of the year might go to Utah's head coach.
Man,
it just might. Donovan Mitchell is the truth.
Oh, they're starting to warm up.
Here comes San Antonio.
Let me go to State. They just tied it up.
Oh.
You see the black, it throws you off.
Let's go ahead and talk about something else in the news. Dez Bryant was officially cut from the Dallas Cowboys. He was released from the Dallas Cowboys. What do you guys think about that?
They should have done it on Rage.
Go ahead, Rage. What you say?
Go to Philly, Dez. Go to Philly.
What'd you say?
They did him dirty. They should have cut him during before free agency if they cared about him.
They got Allen Hurns. They really don't need Dez Bryant.
They should have cut him during that time. That's right. What I'm saying. He could have start a free agency. Teams had money. That's my problem.
Right. And they were trying to woo other receivers while still holding on to Dez.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I think
because they knew they was going to get rid of him.
I think Dez going to end up with your team. Dude, I think he would end up a Redskin. Either a Redskin or a Baltimore Raven.
Based on that tweet, he was like, I'll see you twice a year. He's definitely going to be staying in the NFC East. So that's definitely an NFC East somewhere. But I don't think he's going to go to the Redskins. I think he's going to want to go to a contender. I mean, Dez wants to win now.
Right.
At his age, he's at an age where he wants to win now.
Would you put him in Philly in that locker room, though? I don't know.
Hell, they put a Bennett in there.
A what?
Michael Bennett. So you...
That's terrible.
I don't know if there's enough locker room for Michael Bennett and Dez Bryant. I don't know, man. That's hard to envision. That's hard to envision.
No, man, hell, you got a dude beating up old ladies and stuff. What is that, his brother? I don't know. I
as a Patriots fan, I'm in mourning today.
Yeah, how about that? That was my next topic I wanted to bring up with you. Gronk skips the start of the off season program.
No, not that. That's not what I'm in mourning over.
What are you mourning over, Age?
Fucking James Harrison.
Retired.
Yeah. What are you mourning for? He only played like 5 games for y'all in the playoffs.
Five games made a difference. That 5 games made a difference.
What was the biggest
thing?
He
could not have kept his ass on the field for one season just to help my boy Tom win a Super Bowl. Just one more season. No. Thanks. Thanks, James. I appreciated that. Fuck. My team is just falling apart, and I don't like it.
Rage has happened. You can't be on top forever, baby.
I put on the Sports Report Facebook page, if you go to it now. Topic of the night, the NFL draft. What are your team needs and who are you picking? It'll be interesting to see what the Patriots do. Very interesting. They got a lot of holes to fill.
I think they got six or seven draft picks to work with.
I mean, they need a receiver.
My team, we need some decent receivers.
You do.
Me too.
And one or two pieces on the offensive line. Our defense, if we're healthy, we were hurting people last year.
we need to build back the receiving core.
Ray. Y'all made a mistake. Y'all should have. In hindsight, I know you love Brady to death, but you should have cut Sling Low with Brady and went with Garofalo for the future.
I agree.
Damn, really?
I agree.
Really, and that's Rage?
That's what, looking back on it, I agree. Like, wow. I would have been fine. Look, it would hurt, it would sting for a long while, but I would have easily gotten over it. Knowing that we would have a quality quarterback for at least 10 to 15 years. But they had to ship him out, and now we got fucking Brian Hoyer as our backup. It's like, no.
Brady could have retired, and he would have been on top. Robert Kraft.
Even if he retired, or they decided to trade him, to me it wouldn't even matter to me. I would have been fine with either or. Mm-hmm. Like what? What I'm worried about is who is going to be at under center. Who is going to be under center when Tom retires?
Now you know last
week. I need quality.
Now you know last week there was Tom Brady said Lamar Jackson was beast. Ain't no way in the hell that they're going to draft Lamar Jackson.
Hell no.
Ain't no way in hell that ain't going to happen.
Why not?
That ain't going to happen.
Why not? Because what?
The only reason why Brady said that is because Lamar Jackson is at least 2-3 years away. So by the time that dude come up, Brady is retired. Ain't no way in the hell they draft Lamar Jackson. Ain't no way.
Look, I need quality. I need quality. What was the last? I don't care who it is.
What was the last Patriot, Black Patriot backup? Brissett?
Yes.
Brissett, and then who before then? Rohan Davey, if memory serves. I could be wrong about that, but I think it's Rohan Davey and...
I don't give a shit who it is. I just want quality. I don't give a damn who they choose as backup. They better be quality, and they better be damn good. Good enough to possibly get me into the playoffs.
I think my Saints, we're in a win now position, and we don't have the luxury of just going off topic and pick best available. We need a pass rusher. We need a tight end. Kobe Flino was a bust. Benjamin Watson is old. We need another wideout. Even though we signed Cameron Meredith to a restricted free agent contract, we still need a wideout. We also need another defensive back, particularly after that debacle in Minnesota. I like Josh Jackson out of Iowa. He's the best corner in the draft, or one of the best corners in the draft. We don't have a second round pick, so we go to the third round. I like Deshaun Hand from Alabama. Fourth round, I love Chris Herndon, the tight end from Miami, the U. And then at pick number five, Mr. Underrated, Marcel Aitman from Oklahoma State, 6'4", 216, runs a 4.6240. Not the fastest time in the world, but big body receiver, reminds me a lot of Mike Evans. So that's what I think the Saints need to do to keep on a winning track. Lamar Jackson would be my dream pick. Can you imagine if the Lamar Jackson learned from Breeze and Peyton for 3 years?
Oh God, no!
Man.
That would be a thorn on the side of Cam Newton.
Yes, it would.
And Matt Ryan.
Yes, it would. And the Bucks too. And the Bucks too. All right, let's go ahead and move to some other news of the week.
The Bucks ain't shit, so you ain't got to
listen. Yeah, James Wilson.
He too busy eating W's. But anyway, I will never forget that. 49ers announced that they are not cutting linebacker Reuben Foster. He was formally charged with felony domestic violence. Why haven't the 49ers cut him?
I don't know.
You see what I mean? You gotta punch a chick in the face and to stay in the NFL. You see what I mean?
I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, Ray Rice couldn't get a job.
Right.
Yeah, Ray Rice, Ray Rice was not, a quality player anymore. Like, he was kind of past his prime. So I could kind of understand why no teams would decide to grab him. I could understand that. But you're telling me that, again, this is why I said in the group page, he should punch a white woman to get back in the NFL.
You did say that.
punch a white woman in the face just to get back into the NFL. Because it seems like everybody else who's in there is either a PED user or a domestic abuser.
And speaking of that,
I mean, what's it going to take?
Yeah. I mean, you think, you know, 3 felony counts against you. And you still got, and you still got a job. And still getting a check. Really?
Oh, my God.
All right.
So hey, have they ever... Oh.
Go ahead.
No. Speaking of that, have they ever came out about what was going on with the jobs of the guys who were fired from the NFL Network for sexual harassment?
I never heard or saw an update on that. And I thought that was such BS.
Because didn't they come out to say that she was lying?
Mm-hmm. But I never found out if they got their jobs back or not.
Yeah.
It is so fantastic. It is so amazing what you can get away with.
To me, that was more of a he said, she said.
Yeah.
Than anything else. Because she didn't really back it up with any type of proof.
I ain't gonna go deep into it, but I'm telling you now. It must be really amazing to just get away with so much shit as a woman. It really is.
Wow.
Just point fingers and you can just go around, point fingers and say, that guy did this, that guy did that. Full well he didn't, and then boom, his career's up.
Golden State need to bring the pace up. San Antonio is just...
This is embarrassing.
No, San Antonio is just intentionally trying to slow this game down.
I don't blame them. They know how the horses to run with them.
By the way, if the New York Knicks hire anybody else except Mark Jackson, I will no longer be a New York Knicks fan.
They gonna hire Mark Jackson and Jeff Fink.
But Jeff Fink gonna go.
They gonna take the whole.
If I had it my way, Mark Jackson would be my head coach, and Mike Woodson would be my assistant.
Right.
Nah, they gonna get Stan Van Jeff Van Gundy. They're gonna take TNT's. Jeff Van Gundy's a decent coach, man.
No, but the thing about it, Mark Woodson never did anything to be fired.
No, I'm talking about he's going to be his assistant coach.
Mark Jackson's
going to be the head coach.
I'll take Woodson every day.
But that's precisely why I would want Mike Woodson back. He didn't do anything really to get himself fired. He was playing with the cards that he was dealt.
And think about it now. That man been fired twice, and either time. Was it his fault?
Mike Woodson is a damn good head coach.
Neither time it was his fault. He got fired twice. Not once.
And even Mark Jackson really didn't do anything to deserve to have his job taken away.
No, he didn't.
Now, yeah, granted, Steve Kerr is an amazing head coach. But, I mean, Mark Jackson, that's Mark Jackson's team.
Right. But most of them are Mark Jackson's players. The players of importance, anyway.
Except for fucking Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
He got all of those players.
Yeah. And JaVale McGee. But even JaVale McGee played well the other day.
Yeah.
So you gotta give JaVale his props.
Of course he had to play well, because God forbid he ends up on another Shaq in the pool.
Here you go.
Then he gets ass.
But besides that, Shaq was going a little too far.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Wait,
no, he wasn't.
Shaq was.
You can't. If you are an athlete, you're making a ton of fucking money, and you're telling me that you can't laugh at yourself. You are so thin-skinned that you have your head so far up your own ass that you cannot take. If you cannot laugh at yourself. You cannot take any kind of criticism. This is why I love what Charles Barkley said about athletes. They have such thin skin.
What?
I love Charles Barkley for saying.
Nah, that was getting too far talking about seeing somebody in the streets. It went from on basketball to off basketball, and they got accelerated real quick.
But you know somebody who didn't take it like that? You know somebody who it actually helped? And Shaq said this. Go out and look at Otto Porter. They used to hound Otto Porter 24-7.
Exactly.
And what happened? That fool came back that next year.
He improved his game. He
improved his game, man.
And like, so why can't JaVale do the same?
And like Kenny Smith, and JaVale has done it to his credit since he's been a Warrior. He has done it.
Yeah, you had to put the right team around JaVale McGee.
Yeah, and the right coaching staff. But and it kind of hurts, and it doesn't hurt either, rather, when you play with David West. It don't hurt. That's a vet. That's a vet big. That can get you straight and ready to play.
The Spurs ain't gonna be keeping playing like this whole game. They
gonna slow that game down, man. All thing they can do is slow the game down and try to score a pick and roll, which shouldn't work against the Warriors, but.
The Warriors need to get rid of these unis. Imagine if you're colorblind and you're watching the TV. Do you know how fucking hard it must be to be like, what?
All right, let's get back.
There's something about Patty Mills, man. He just looked. I don't know, man. It's something about that dude, man. Like the way he play. Oh, Clay hit a three. They starting to pick the pace up.
Let's get back to some of this news as that game is going on. Seahawks postponed their meeting with Colin Kaepernick after he refuses to stop kneeling for the anthem.
He's an idiot.
You gotta make a point. You gotta make a point and a choice somewhere down the line. Are you gonna be a football player, or are you gonna be a social justice warrior? Which one are you gonna be?
Well, the issue is, it's gonna be a lot of less kneeling this season. You want me to tell you why? Because the NFL lost a lot of money last season. A lot of fans turned that damn game off. So I don't care how you feel on this whole anthem protest. At the end of the day, it's about that bottom dollar. And they lost a lot of money. And they sat down and talked to these players. Hey, I don't care what you feel about. We in the business of making money. And you're going to see a lot less people kneeling because they're starting to not sign some of these dudes, these contracts, because it is in their right to ask if you're going to do this, because at the end of the day, it hurts their business.
Rage, what were
you going to say?
Go ahead, man.
When any player does something off the field that's like really bad, like for example, Michael Bennett punches old ladies in the face. He definitely deserves to be suspended,
allegedly.
Right?
Allegedly.
We could agree that that's not a role model-y thing to do, right?
Right.
Yeah.
In sports, athletes are supposed to be role models, right?
No.
Well, not supposed to, but they're encouraged really to be role models, right? Encouraged is the right word. Can you agree on that?
To an extent, yeah. Yeah.
So, why is it that the NFL, it feels like the NFL has a problem with athletes kind of being role models to a certain degree. So, I mean, what's the problem here? I guess what I'm asking is, in sports, like, what is more important if you own the NFL or the NBA or whatever, or a team or whatever, what is more important? What would you like your athlete to do more? Make you money or be a role model?
It's all about making money, man. You're supposed to raise your kids. And you're supposed to be ambassadors of the game. But what Bennett is accused of, it's got it. You don't just get a felony assault on an elderly without evidence. So, I tried to give these guys, him and his brother, the benefit of the doubt. When you sit back and look at their cases, you have to have a cause of pause with them. You know, we go back to the whole thing before the Vegas shooting and how he was on TV and still crying about, you know, what happens in America. And then that's been lost in the shuffle because of the whole Vegas shooting. But, these guys will sit here and use what the media platform to sensationalize stuff. So why is this dude, they got him on footage beating up an old lady. Philadelphia should fire him. I mean, but why would you put yourself in a situation when you, what has a lady in a wheelchair done that you deserve to be assaulted?
I'm just using him as an example. I guess what I'm saying is that we give them the waving finger of shame when they do something bad off the field. And rightfully so, but we're also giving athletes the finger of shame when they're not doing anything bad, when they are using their First Amendment right, and but when they are peaceful protest.
Oh, First Amendment right doesn't have... Okay, rage. First Amendment rights does not... That's in the... in terms of government. It doesn't counter private business. So a lot of private businesses, you can't, like, if I'm wanting to go and be in a protest at work, I have to take time off. You're using company time and money to protest. And again, details. Somebody said that, hey, an architect, a lot of these guys don't details. Even do this stuff on their off time. But when the camera's in front of them, it's real quick for them to say this and that. So my thing is, hey, it doesn't matter if it is or isn't your First Amendment rights, is your employer. At the end of the day, I'll bring up your girl, what was it? She used to be a Sports Center anchor. Jemele Hill did all that stuff, was talking all that trash. What ended up hurting? ESPN's, it hurt ESPN's bottom dollar. And that's what matters. Because you can sit here and do all this other stuff, but it affects your employer's revenue and cash. It's going to be an issue, man. And that's what this protest is about.
Okay, morally, did she do anything wrong?
They cost some money. It's not a moral thing.
No, I get... Okay, fine. Okay, look, I get that. Cost some money, but morally, take money out of it. Did she do anything wrong?
Who?
Jemele Hill.
She used her company's platform. It wasn't her private thing.
But he's saying morally. Again,
okay,
he's
saying no.
He's saying morally. Is there anything, did she do anything morally wrong?
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what's in that person's heart. That's just the talking point.
No.
That's somebody's opinion. What?
Because I feel like if she's not doing anything morally wrong, if Colin Kaepernick is not doing anything morally wrong,
she called the president a white supremacist. I don't care how you feel about that. Okay, that's how you feel. That's to a person's interpretation.
But it's not like Jemele Hill is saying, let's put a bullet through Donald Trump's head.
You can't sit here and call somebody something that if he is or is not doing, that could be considered slander. That's the talking point. Again, I'm not going to sit here and call you this and that if I don't know what truly is or is evidence, because it's wishy-washy. See what I'm saying? And
I guess I just got a problem with it. I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And again, she used her ESPN platform to criticize a leader of our country. You don't see that anywhere else, right? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That brings up a good point. So, if Jemele Hill is Truth is basically criticized for doing the same thing. Why isn't somebody like, I don't know, Stephen A. Smith, for example, suspended for doing almost the same thing?
Because Stephen A. Smith didn't take it to that level. Jermell took it to a different, complete level. She made a claim that he was a white supremacist without any verifiable proof. If you come to me and you say some stuff like that, regardless of my feelings of Trump, regardless of that, if you come to me and you have proof that this man is this, that, and the other, that's one thing. If you can say it and you can prove it, that's one thing. But just to use company time to
say put the company in a bad light.
Put the company in a bad light because you're not excluding them from your comments.
Yeah.
Because you have to, now if you left the company and spoke on your own time, that's different. But you're on company time using your platform to speak rhetoric that may or may not be true. Now, if it comes out somewhere down the line that he is, okay, you got me. But as we know right now, there's no verifiable proof that he is a white supremacist.
But we also know that then again, no president is going to like flat out say, oh, I'm a white supremacist. Even if he is, he's not going to come out and say, oh, I'm a white supremacist, because it's going to look,
I'm a very neutral party. On the other side, people are using identity politics, so that's just the easy talking point.
I mean,
if you sit back and look at it, that's just me. Hey, I'm not trying to go political or nothing, but you know, somebody said this weekend they wanted voter ID laws because they don't want a certain race to vote.
Yeah.
But we're going through a whole thing about people not suppressing votes, but you know, tampering with votes. So you can't have it both ways. If you want to be make sure that we're not getting cheated, you need to have ID when you vote.
Real quick, let me go over these baseball scores. Got a lot of baseball scores to cover. The Yankees beat the Marlins 12-1. The Rockies beat the Pirates 6-2. The Mets blew a 4-1 lead in this game. Lose to the Nationals 8-6.
Oh, so the Mets.
Really?
To blow it. That is so them.
Really?
So you say it's team time?
That's just wrong.
Look at you.
AJ Cole gets the win. Uh-huh. AJ Cole gets the win. He's 1-1 on the season. Mr. Ramos, you're 0-1. Damn, AJ Cole's got an ERA of 12-6? Damn. Mr. Mattson gets the save. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Texas Rangers 8-4. The Braves get a win against the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. The Reds beat the Brewers 10-4. Orioles and Red Sox got postponed. Same thing with the Cards and the Cubs. As we go back up the ladder, the Athletics are winning against the Chicago White Sox 2-0. That's in the top of the 7th. The Mariners beat the Astros. That's 2-1 in the middle of the 7th. And the LA Dodgers and San Diego Padres, the Dodgers are leading 6-2 at the end of the 6th. So, I'm still mad about that. I'm a Mets fan and I'm mad. 12 weeks.
You're a fucking Mets fan?
Yes! We were 12. We were 12.
What's wrong with you?
We were 12-2 coming in this game.
Oh, look. What do you expect from the New York Mets? They always blow it.
We were 12-2 coming to this game. Come on, man.
They're like the New York Jets. They never get out their own
way. Oh, speaking of the Jets, Martin Sanchez got suspended for games for PED use.
He's taking a drug.
I don't blame him. Don't blame him.
What's the most famous thing Martin Sanchez is known for? The butt fumble.
Oh, lovely.
What a fall.
What a fall from grace.
Big fall from grace.
You go from damn near going to the Super Bowl
This is suspended for PED use. I never could find out what he was taking, but I'd be interested to see what he was taking. The New Orleans Pelicans, are they better? Are they better off without Boogie Cousins?
Actually, no. The Pelicans, like, the Pelicans are knocking on the door of being a playoff team. They just need to build. They need pieces.
They need guard play.
Not even a playoff. Well, they need pieces around them.
They need guard play.
Like, I mean,
bad.
Yeah.
Good God.
Like, Rajon Rondo ain't gonna do it for you.
Nah. He's a true point. He's the but he doesn't have a. He's never had a consistent jumper since he's been in the association. They need better guard play, man. That's what they need. You can have Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins all you want, but they're not. You're not gonna get to where you need to be with just those guys. They need some guard play, and they need some good role players coming off the bench to see them through. My goodness. You guys still confident the Cavs coming out the East?
Nope.
Hell no. Hell no. Get that out of your mind right now.
Who won the trade? As you guys remember,
Boston.
As you remember, Boston and Paul George and Victor Oladipo got traded for one another last year. Who got the better of the trade? Indiana or OKC?
I don't think you can answer that question yet. You asked it to me. I mean, in order for you to really answer that question, you gotta kind of see where, like, how their series ends. Like right now, the Indiana Pacers, they're off to a good start. They got the one lead in the series. I don't know how Oklahoma City's doing. What are they? Do they have a 1-0 series lead?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of, you can't really answer that question until you find out, you know, how far do they go into the playoffs.
All right. Doom, you want to answer?
We're talking about a real sport.
Go ahead, man. Hit us up with that hockey, man.
We're talking about a real sport. Something, all this golf stuff.
So, hold on, bro. The drop the mic, Odell Beckham Jr. is up there. Has he been to practice yet? Or is he just too worried about becoming a star instead of becoming a great football player?
As far as I know, he did show up for OTAs.
Okay.
Yeah. But Rays need to worry about his boy Gronk, because if he goes to practice, off-season practice and OTAs, he get more money. And Gronk ain't showing up.
Gronk's up.
He on his party boat.
Gronk want to go to the E.
Man, at least my tight end knows when the right time is to party.
That's
Odell will be on a fucking boat the night of a goddamn playoff game. Get it right.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Anyway,
go ahead, man. Hit us,
so,
hit us up.
Very action packed night in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Boston Bruins go down to the Gotta go back. Wait a minute. We lost it. There we go. Boston Bruins go down to the Toronto Maple Leafs 4-2. They take a 2-1 series lead. Also tonight, keep losing it. Fuck. This Bleacher Report that stinks. Anyway. The Devils defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-2. They Tampa Bay still leads the series 2-1. Devils, very good performance out of them tonight. Their first home playoff game in, I think, 2012. They get the win tonight in Newark, New Jersey. Currently, right now in progress, the Sharks are playing the Anaheim Ducks, and there's a fight! There's a fight! Yes! Oh, I love hockey fights!
Rays got that emphasis. Oh, hell yeah. It's a fight!
Oh, but yeah, the Sharks are leading the Ducks 4-1, and the Predators are also leading... No, the Avalanche are leading the Predators 4-1.
It's the end of the second, isn't it?
Both games. Yeah, end of the second in Colorado right now.
Okay.
Tomorrow you have the Vegas Golden Knights against the Los Angeles Kings. That'll be at 10:30 on MGCSN. The Knights look to sweep the Kings. They're up 3-0 right now. The Vegas Golden Knights look really, really good. I talked to a lot of people at work who watch hockey. You know, and like, I don't think I've ever seen any team in sports in their inaugural season be this good.
Like, the Vegas Golden Knights.
In their inaugural season,
they almost made it to the Super Bowl.
This is true.
They did.
This is true.
And them in Jacksonville.
Then the Jacksonville Jaguars.
In my lifetime, I've never seen it.
Then the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's true too.
Yeah. But yeah, they look really. I got them going to the Stanley Cup Finals. That's how good they are.
Wow.
But yeah, they got the Knights. They're looking for the sweep. Also tomorrow, you got the Winnipeg Jets against the Minnesota Wild. That series is at 2-1. It's also that series is at 2-0 actually. Yeah, it's at 2-1. Sorry about that. And also tomorrow, you got the Washington Capitals and the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Columbus Blue Jackets lead the Capitals 2-0. That is at 7:30 on NBCSN. How sucky are the Washington Capitals? They stink, and they always stink. They always choke. Fucking Ovechkin. He stinks. And I'm laughing. As a Rangers fan whose team is not in the playoffs, I love seeing the Capitals choke. But yeah, that's pretty much where we're at right now. Also, on Thursday you got game 4 of the Battle of Pennsylvania, the Penguins and the Flyers. Penguins, the defending champions, lead 2-1 on Philadelphia. And, yeah, that's about it in the world of hockey.
Appreciate that, man. It's
which you should probably watch, considering how good these playoffs are. Just saying, black folks. There are black people that play hockey. Just saying. It ain't gonna hurt you to watch one fucking. Look at that right now, number 9 on the San Jose Sharks, a black man. It ain't gonna hurt you to watch one freaking hockey game. It ain't gonna hurt.
Ain't gonna hurt, man.
It's just like sex. Once you have sex for the first time, it feels good. You're gonna wanna keep having it over and over and over. It's the same with hockey. Just watch one.
Oh,
what's
a hit? Oh my goodness, dude! You still watching the game?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure what happened because I just seen Patty Mills jump 30 feet.
Actually, correction: the San Jose Sharks lead the series 2-0.
Okay.
And San Jose has the power play. Come on, Duck. Let's watch some hockey together. Just one.
Nah, man.
Why not? Legit.
Man, let me ask both of y'all
a question for real.
I watch it with you, man.
Y'all consistently watch hockey?
I'll watch it with your mom.
Y'all are black folks.
I'll watch it
with your mom. I watch the game here, not consistently, that's all.
I'll watch it with your mom.
Nah, I'm not opposed to it. I like the sport. Like I said, I just don't watch it.
Aren't y'all tired of seeing a predictable NBA playoffs every single year?
And right now, we no. got... And right now,
I don't care as long as LeBron James don't win. I don't give a damn.
And right now, we got the Spurs over the Warriors, 53-52. Third quarter, pretty much just started. 10 minutes, 12 seconds left. Spurs leading the Warriors, 53.
Golden State been on.
By the way, another newsworthy note.
What's that?
I gotta give a shout out to Bubba Wallace. He became the first African American NASCAR driver to lead a race. He didn't win, but he led. So he became the first African American driver.
See, I watch racing every now and then. I like drag.
In NASCAR's top series in at Bristol today.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
There's progress.
Oh yeah. True progress, man. True progress.
Oh, they're surging on the water.
We're finally letting the coons in the water.
Right. Oh.
But there's a lot of more black drivers in like drag strip on the local scene and stuff. Not on the smaller scale than a NASCAR.
Drag racing is not a sport.
There we go.
So I never said it was a sport.
I'm just saying, drag racing is not a goddamn sport.
Here we go.
See, I'm in the South more. They like drag racing more than anything. It's more of a country thing. I know you don't understand that. Hey, we sit here. We'll know what I'm talking about. It's all races and stuff that's down here in the South. We're gonna sit here and work on old cars. It'd be a piece of shit car, and they throw a 350 up in there or big block, and just take it on the track on Saturday night.
That's what
I know how you Southern folk be throwing $10,000 rims on a busted ass car. I know how you Southerners do.
That's why Panther was the Black Thundercat. Every time you turn around, he's working on a Thunder Tank. Every time he's working on a Thunder Tank, he got the music going. He knew he was a Black Thundercat, man. Come on, man.
He was Panthro, you know. He's the darkest out of all of them.
Yeah. All right, guys. Let's go ahead and get you caught up on the network news. Everything we got going on Rant Ian Radio. Tomorrow night, we got the Shining Wizards, a brand new episode of the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Rant at 9 p.m. Eastern. We got Tony C, AA, getting you caught up on everything in the world of wrestling, the crew, including Monday Night Raw tonight, which I did not get a chance to see.
And the world turns, you know, the new Daily Soap Opera. Well, we'll get on that one.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely check them out tomorrow night. They will get you caught up in the world of professional.
Because somebody kicked out of, I'm sorry. Somebody kicked out of that too.
And then on Thursday, I believe, it's a brand new episode of Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. Friday night, we got Turnbuckle Throwbacks on Friday night at 9 p.m. Philly Phil and Choppy. Giving you the best in of the old school wrestling, which is what I like. Old school WCW, old school WWE, when wrestling really meant something, not none of this crap we got going on today. And then on Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern, we got the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer. He'll get you caught up on all the world of media and comics on that realm. And then Monday night is this fine show, the Sports Report Podcast with yours truly. Cast the thousands, cast the millions, who will call in and get out there all the news and everything in the world of sports. Gentlemen, we got anything else you want to touch before we roll out for the night?
Nah.
I remember a line from a Chris Rock stand up special.
What's that?
It's like every sport that we try to keep black folks out. We always find our way in. We always find our way in. We got black folks in hockey now, yo. We got a black man in NASCAR. We have taken the fuck over. No. Actually, no. Once we get a black man curling, we gonna take that shit too.
He said curling.
I mean, I gotta do something for, Big Tone. It is NBA playoffs. Fuck LeBron. Fuck LeBron.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna be a playoff series without, you know, we need the usual cast of characters to put the voodoo out here. So.
Tell you, man.
So.
Oh, what happened to everybody's, Tiger bet for the Masters? What happened to that, huh? Look at y'all.
Look at you, golf fanatics.
And I'm not talking about you two. I'm talking about everybody else whose dumb emotional asses put all of their money in the house on Tiger Woods to win the Masters. I hope y'all lost every single penny.
And people watched it because Tiger Woods was in there. So you can't sit here and talk trash. At least he's in there, people will watch. If Tiger Woods ain't in the golf tournament, ain't nobody gonna talk nothing about
it. What color was the man that won the damn green jacket?
I don't know. He was a bum. He just won it. But nobody knew his name until he won it.
But you can make a case about. But you can make a case about Tiger two ways. You can look at Tiger and say, well, hey, he shot 69 on the final day. That was fantastic. Or you can look at it the other way. He hit 69, but he was so far out of it, he didn't have any pressure.
I don't give a damn he didn't win that green jacket.
He's on his later part of his thing, but pretty soon he'll be playing in the seniors, right? Or how many more years?
Tiger Woods is supposed to be the greatest hobbyist that ever lived. He should have won that goddamn green jacket.
It's called about age.
No, you didn't just say hobbyist.
Yes, he's a hobbyist. Golf is not a sport. It's a hobby.
Well,
it's a leisurely activity. We've already went into this.
Yes,
golf is not a goddamn sport.
Yes,
golf is not a fucking sport. There's nothing physical about it. Let me tell you something. If you gotta have a maid basically carry your fucking bags, that's not a sport. That's basically what's going on.
What's heating up right now, boy?
You got a grown man carrying your fucking bag.
Hey, damn.
All over an 18-hole course. You ought to be ashamed of yourself to call that shit a sport.
Wasn't that what Harley Race wanted Dan Ron Simmons to do?
Yep.
Be his errand boy.
That's what he said. Exactly what he said.
At least people are. That in wrestling is so. It's kind of.
That joker said, "Carry my bag, boy." Oh, the Warriors coming alive. 64-58. 6:36 left to go.
Again, I asked the same question I asked last time. Other than swinging a club. What physical shit are you doing in golf?
It's mental, man. It's something you haven't learned yet, young Padawan. Your mind is a very good weapon.
Other than swinging a club, what physical activity are you doing in golf?
It's mental, man.
Oh my god! Hey, how you dodge questions. I love how you dodge the answers questions. You know full well golf is not a sport.
Sport doesn't have to be physical, dog. Always.
It kind of does.
And it's a competition.
It does. That's what sport is.
And it's a competition because you have other players chasing you or you're chasing them.
Sports used to be anything that's competition. Like archery is a sport.
Archery is definitely a sport.
So golf isn't hitting a ball into a hole hundreds of feet away.
It's a defense in archery. It is a defense in archery.
What is it? We're shooting bows and arrows at each other?
No, wait. I got the two sports confused. Yeah, archery is not a sport.
It's a new sport. Rage is a
sport. Archery's not a sport. You know what? You know what's more of a sport than archery?
What?
Fucking darts. What's this? Darts is more of a sport than archery. Yes, I said it.
Can you shoot a recurve fireball?
Because a dude can take his dart and knock your dart out of the bullseye. That's exactly it's a sport. There's a defense in darts. Who is knocking your arrow out of the board and in archery?
I can't go down.
You can shoot through it with a Robin Hood, genius.
But you can't. You can't do it.
Have you even shot a bow before?
Oh my goodness.
No, I haven't.
Ain't the easiest thing in the world, dude. You pull them back at least bare minimum 75 pounds.
Yep.
Let's face it. Other than soccer, hockey, basketball, and curling, everything else in the Olympics that are called sports are not sports.
So wrestling is not a sport.
Oh, wrestling is a sport. I forgot about wrestling.
Then boxing, gymnastics is not a sport.
Gymnastics is not a sport. That's not a sport. Yo, it's like I said on the fucking Facebook group page.
If I could
get onto that mat and push you and push you from doing your flip, and if I could push you from you balancing on that fucking balancing beam, if I can't do that, that's not a sport.
Oh my goodness.
It's not a fucking sport. Ice skating, not a sport.
Oh my goodness.
If ice skating was a sport, then pole dancing should be a sport. Go-go dancing should be a sport.
He didn't say pole dancing.
At least when, like, battle-type dancing, that's kind of a sport.
I got a question, man. Does LaMarcus Aldridge be looking retarded when he be sitting on the bench?
He be looking retarded when he run. Yeah, he be looking retarded when he run. My thing with LaMarcus, he looks uninterested when he plays.
Because he wants to get out of San Antonio.
He looks uninterested. If you watch him play, he looks uninterested when he plays.
Mm-hmm.
Just very lackadaisical. It's like he's out there just going through the motions.
Michael Phelps, not an athlete.
And if he would get it together, you know, maybe he would give San Antonio some type of a slim hope or a slim chance of winning. But no, Rudy Gay should be
Sean White.
Rudy Gay,
greatest snowboarder ever, not an athlete.
Damn,
I love Sean White, and he's not an athlete.
I bet you wouldn't
say
that.
What he's doing is out of sport.
I bet you wouldn't say that to his face.
Of course I wouldn't. I love Sean White. I wouldn't even say that to Tony Hawk's face either. I love Tony Hawk. They're not really like. They're not like athletes.
Damn. Man got 20 video games, but he ain't an athlete. Okay.
So is Tiger. He got a million fucking golf games, and he's not a goddamn athlete.
See. That's just disrespectful. All right, guys. Doom, Rage.
It's not disrespectful. Stop calling that man an athlete, William. Stop it. You are being disrespectful to all other people who are athletes.
Man, I just don't
see.
Go ahead.
Let me shut up.
We're going to take this off the air, Age. Thank you guys for calling in and that. I do appreciate it. Thank you to everyone who downloads each and every week. We do appreciate it here at the Sports Report. And we'll see you guys next week. Everyone, please have a good week and take care.